let's deal with the points you have made. The notes would appear to support your suggested change should consult on instead of elaborate a in 245. With respect to 246, the notes of the Secretariat and in consultation with the Vice Chair chairing at that time was that this proposal, which actually was a proposal made by Brazil as described in paragraph 232, was not adopted by the Commission in a general manner. There was no general adoption and agreement to do this study. So that was what I understood the Secretariat to say. Perhaps he has a clarification. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. This reflects the difficult situation that the Secretariat sometimes is in when at the end of the day, after every conclusion, after everybody has said everything, is writing up the report, because the proposal from Brazil was made. It was supported by many delegations. We did not hear any opposition to it. Nevertheless, it was not included in the conclusions. But it was a proposal that was supported by many delegations. Nobody was against it. And there we had a little bit of a problem. And I'm being very transparent in saying that. And this is why I put it there, even though it had not been mentioned in the conclusions, because it was supported by many delegations. There was really a large support for that, and there was no objection to it. So what am I supposed to do with these things? Because sometimes the discussion moves very fast, also when in the conclusions, because we were getting under a little bit of pressure. But nevertheless, just to reflect the problems that we sometimes have when we are writing this up. Thank you very much. And we were trying to be as correct as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, delegates. This is a difficult situation because, as the Secretary suggested, it's an accurate representation of what occurred. We can't make something in the report that didn't happen. There was no agreement that a study would be done or who would do it. But we could say the Commission noted the support of many delegations for conducting a study to analyze the role, cost, and so forth. That's accurate. The Commission did not decide to take on such a study. It didn't comment about who would do it, when it would be done, and so forth. So this is actually a factual statement, and if the Commission can agree, then we can. We have this as a note for our future consultation and thinking, planning, and we can adopt it and move on. I hope that the commission can agree with that. Thank you very much. I'll take Brazil. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, this leads us to think more deeply on how we set up our jobs, our work, actually. If something is proposed, nobody objected, we conclude that it was approved. But now, to disagree with the conclusion, by just when we are writing the report, I think it's not the best way for conducting business. I think the way it is reflected, it's a very accurate reflection of what it was, as you yourself have said it. But now try to change what happened in the plenary. I don't think it's accurate. I think the sentence and the wording should remain as drafted in the report that we have received.
Thank you very much, Brazil. We hear you. Let me ask Thailand. Perhaps Thailand can suggest a way forward.
Very much. We also heard a lot about suggestion for study. Because of time, we did not oppose formally. But we have heard a lot of study by FAO, the WHO, study by the WTO. So actually, those who kept silent may not or might not or did not support the study. Too many study already. So in this report, I think we have mentioned that many countries or the commission took note the suggestion of a study to be submitted to the executive committee and put stop there. Because so many study has been done, it may not fruitful at all to suggest any study at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. That sounds as though you are noting that supporting the language that I suggested, noted the support of many delegations for conducting a study. But it is a difficult situation when we don't bring a clear decision, and there was no clear decision on this point. Absence of comment does not necessarily and cannot be assumed to mean consent. The statement, as I read it, is a factual statement. It is unfortunate that we didn't clearly make a conclusion on this point. So we should strive to avoid these situations, but we will do so in the future. I have a number of countries that want to comment. I will take Mexico, has its flag up. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Quizá una forma de poder reflejar de manera adecuada lo sucedido, quizá podamos poner la comisión no se opuso y continuar con todo. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. One possible way to go forward is to just leave the sentence as it is. And if no one opposes that, then we can leave it as it is written in the report, 246, as it is written with no changes. Can the Commission agree with that? Cameroon?
Madam Chair, thank you. Being at the backbench does not serve me a lot because I raised my flag even before that of the U.S., but unfortunately I couldn't be seen. But nevertheless, I think this the decision you are finally proposing to the Commission sounds good. It sounds so good that I think we can go along with it. But we still have another concern, is that there is still a gap in the decision. That gap is that we don't know who's going to do the study. And also, I saw you consulting with the chair at that time, and I thought he was telling you that in his resume, he mentioned something like that. He mentioned elements of not a study per se, but he said a profound analysis of the role of private standards should be undertaken. I think it mentioned something like that. If the secretary is can check in their notes, that's what the chair, Vice Chair Ben, he mentioned at the end of the discussion on this topic. But still, the gap is there. Who's going to do the study? And I think we should complete the sentence the way it is from your proposal. We've probably say. I don't know. Anyway, the commission might decide if it is an independent study or is the secretariat to undertake it. I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cameroon, for agreeing to the proposal that I made to leave it as it is written. The fact of the matter is we did not, and I believe our notes, including all of our notes, agree that there was no decision. It's regrettable. Without a doubt, it's regrettable that we didn't come to a clear decision on this point, but we did not, and we cannot now. Because that would be rewriting history, which we do not do, as you know very well. What I ask Commission members to recognize is that, let's try to get past the regret attached with the fact that we didn't complete our business very well here, and keep in mind that at any point, a delegation or group of delegations can put forward a clear suggestion for a study, for discussion in the commission. And we, I think, have all learned a little lesson, maybe a great lesson. This is that we have not clearly come to a decision here, but we can in the future take up this question and come to a clear decision. I hope the commission can agree with this. Columbia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Como cosecha de esta discusión, yo quisiera insistir en lo siguiente, y ojalá la secretaría coloque en el famoso cuadernillo de recomendaciones para los presidentes que al terminar un debate se deje claro cuáles fueron las conclusiones. Inclusive después de que supuestamente la presidencia cree que se ha llegado a un acuerdo, vuelva a reafirmarse, porque estamos titubeando sobre si se decidió o no se decidió. Esto tiene que ser claro al terminar un debate. En segundo lugar, creo que la Secretaría no ha dilucidado la última parte del párrafo 243 cuando hizo la intervención Costa Rica. Y Mi opinión es la siguiente, dice la última oración, expresó su opinión, hablando de la comisión, de que las normas del CODES deberían transformarse. No es un condicional. Las normas del CODES deben ser el referente para estas normas y constituirse en la base de la armonización. Esto se manifestó y yo lo reiteré, y la presidenta estuvo de acuerdo en que esa era una conclusión que debería tomarse. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Columbia. That comports with the note should be, will be the change we make. Should be benchmarks. That comports with our notes, Columbia. Now, on your first point, it is very much in the handbook for the chairs that drawing clear conclusions at the end of discussion should definitely be what we do, but we're not perfect. Columbia, do you have a further point? We really do need to move on.
Sí, señora presidenta, lamento también, pero es que muchas veces en inglés se insiste sobre la temporalidad de las expresiones. Aquí yo sigo insistiendo en que no es una condición o es una posibilidad. Es que además está reconocido ya a través del acuerdo de medidas sanitarias y fitosanitarias que son el referente. Entonces, no es deberían, sino deben ser el referente. Es una afirmación, no es una posibilidad de que se transformen. Es una conclusión. No es una posibilidad de que lo sean. Y esa fue la conclusión del debate dentro de la comisión.
Thank you, Columbia. It's perhaps a question of translation in English. Should is really quite strong, and it is not conditional. It is directive. If you wish to discuss further in Spanish, you can certainly do that. But it should be is not conditional. It is quite directive. And really, I'm sorry, Columbia, but we must move on. If you have a further point to make in Spanish, please take it to the side. But I'm seeing indications from members that should be is acceptable. It's the point we made in English, at least. Thank you very much, Columbia. I see no other flags up on these paragraphs, so we have then come to the end of 247. Let's take 248, 249, and 250. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. 251, 252, 253. Comments, please. I see no comments. They are adopted. 254, 255, 256. Comments, please. Cameroon.
Thank you, Chair. I refer to 255, and I will suggest that we delete the couple of words with appreciation for two reasons, because when we are writing report, we don't read the body language, and also that I don't think that the representative of FAO is in a position to make appreciations on what delegates say. Thank you.
Fair point, Cameroon. We'll delete it. Are there any other comments? Up to 256. I see no flags. They are adopted. Finishing this section, 257. Any comments? United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think during the meeting itself and in a number of side events, there was great appreciation for the draft proposal for the midterm review, but it was accepted that there were still many comments that were being made even on the Friday during our very interesting extra event. And so I think it's a bit strong to say the Commission agreed with the proposal subject to changes, especially as we're now also going to go out for further consultation. So my proposed amendment would be that 257 should read, the Commission agreed, delete with, and insert that, the Commission agreed that the draft proposal for midterm review, as presented in the document, LIM 19, and then insert, should take into account, and therefore delete with the understanding that. So it reads, should take into account the suggestions made during the session, full stop. And then delete the rest of that sentence, and then the second sentence stands. So just to repeat, the proposal is the Commission agreed that the draft proposal for midterm review, as presented in the document, should take into account the suggestions made during the session. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, United Kingdom. Clarifies the sentence. Are there any objections to this clarification? I see none. That 257 is adopted as suggested, with changes as suggested by the United Kingdom. Let's take 258 and 259. Comments, please. India.
I'm sorry, we're still on 257. I was trying to get your attention then. Sorry, Madam Chair. We understand that the draft proposal was accepted and agreed to by the Commission, and that was the conclusion of the Chair at that time.
Thank you, India. We'll consult the notes. The notes appear to suggest that perhaps the best structure for this sentence, because there was apparently agreement with the proposal, but acknowledgement that there were other suggestions that should be taken into account. So if we change the sentence to read, the Commission agreed with the draft proposal as presented in the document, and that it should take into account the suggestions made during the session, appears to satisfy everyone. Thank you very much. 257 is adopted, as again, a second time, this time even better. 258 and 259, were there any comments on those two? I see none. They're adopted. 260, any comments on that paragraph? I see no flags. It is adopted. 261, 262. Comments on Proposal B. I see no flags. They are adopted. Proposal C. Any comments on that paragraph? 263. I see no flags. It is adopted. Proposal D. 264 and 265. Are there any comments on those two? Brazil, please. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chairman. It seems that our efficiency is being blocked by whoever is conducting the turn on and turn off of the mics. Thank you, Chair. We have slight amendments to the first sentence, and if you allow me to read, we would strike the word several and insert many. The sentence would go on, delegations supported, and before concentration, add the word gradual. And then the sentence would go on, of sessions in Rome or Geneva, in order to facilitate and pointed out that this proposal, and then we would strike the words, was complementary to, and insert the following wording, should be considered as part of a three-prong approach together with, and then we would take the sentence as in the draft, the strengthening of the trust fund. If you allow me to read the whole sentence again, I would do it very quickly, and I can provide in writing this change to the Secretariat. Many delegations supported the gradual concentration of sessions in Rome or Geneva in order to facilitate participation of developing countries through substantial cost reduction, and pointed out that this proposal should be considered as part of a three-pronged approach together with the strengthening, and then the sentence would go as drafted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Brazil. The point, your first point, with respect to the characterization of many versus several, is going to require some consultation by the Secretariat. Indeed, my recollection is that there were also a number of delegations that spoke in opposition to it. Many. Well, but this is the point. The remainder of your suggestion, I think the Secretariat confirms, accurately reflects what you said. But just a moment for consideration. Thank you, Brazil. Thank you, delegates. Just a moment. thank you for your indulgence. The Secretariat's records actually show what would appear to indicate that the delegations supporting the proposal of Brazil ranged between, to put it in words, some and several. There were a number, quite a number more that spoke in, as noted in 265, did not support this proposal. So several is actually fair. And we will make the changes that you suggested to clarify your, to clarify the language. Brazil, is your flag still up? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks for considering the amendment. But if you could be so kind in allowing us to request the Secretariat to, you know, how do they distinguish some, several, and many? If there is a number that goes behind all that, I would be very appreciative and understand what we are saying. It seems that there are some unwritten way of determining that. If he would be so kind to share with us how he distinguishes some, several, and many, that would contribute to the debate. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates, for your indulgence on this point. We have maintained a consistent practice, and it has been consistent for years. The Secretariat will offer an explanation, which I hope can satisfy your curiosity on this point. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm actually a mathematician by education, and but I've almost forgotten that. When it's one, we say one, or A. When it is between two and five, around five, we say some. When it is between five, six, seven, and 15 or so, we say several. And after that, we say many. It is true that the borders are not strictly defined as much as a mathematician would like to have that. I mean, I would really like to see that maybe somewhere. But it is also to give a certain proportion in a way, to reflect in a way the discussion without reporting that five countries supported concentration, whereas 35 or so did not, something like that. So as we do not cite numbers in the report, this is a way to try to reflect the feeling of the room. Thank you very much.
And the point, the bottom, the thrust of this answer is that there was a very big difference between those in support and those raising those not supporting. So several, I repeat, I believe, we believe, is fair. Argentina, please.
Gracias, Presidenta. Le quería preguntar al secretario, con su criterio matemático, ¿cómo interpreta cuando una declaración se hace en nombre de una región como es el CECELAC, que fue lo que hizo México, que en definitiva es lo que, con también criterio matemático, la Secretaría ha querido recoger en el párrafo 264? Si me entendió su pregunta con su criterio matemático, le agradeceré que me responda. Gracias.
Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would have to check my notes to see what Mexico said at that point, if they said anything. But clearly, within the rules of our commission, the intervention of one delegation on behalf of others only has a meaning in numbers when we're dealing with the European Community. It doesn't have any meaning in case of any other groupings, and I'm making that statement even though the legal officer is sitting next to me, because I'm absolutely sure of that. Because if we had a rule, then it would be written somewhere, and we don't have it. So, yes, people can say, oh, we're speaking on behalf of the... I know. People sometimes make interventions as such, but they have no... they have not the same effect as if the delegation, as a matter of fact, intervened. Otherwise, they would have to be a member organization. And as they are not, the intervention does not have an effect on the numbers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary. I hope we can accept 264 as amended. Oh, Argentina, I'm sorry. Argentina, please.
Vuelvo, Presidenta, gracias, para solicitar que cuente, no sé si ahora o en otro momento, la cantidad de apoyos recibidos. Creo que esto es importante porque, según mis notas, seríamos más de 15 y, de acuerdo con el criterio matemático, entonces, estaríamos dentro del grupo de los many, o de, ¿no es cierto?, como dijo el secretario. Por otra parte, me alegro la celeridad con que el consejero legal apoyaba con su cabeza este criterio cuando todavía no nos contestaron a la posible reclamo que va a hacer Argentina por el punto anterior. Gracias, Presidenta.
I'm sorry. The perhaps there was a confusion with respect to some sort of sense of absolute. The difference is when we talk about numbers, they're rough and they're relative. It's not a rule. There was an intervention, or there are interventions thought by Cameroon. I'd like to take Cameroon, and Venezuela also has asked to speak, but we must press on. We must finish this report. We do not have that much time. And this debate doesn't actually change anything. So Cameroon, please.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Madam Chair. This debate doesn't change, it does not allow us to progress. And I really wanted, I hope what I'm going to say might help us to get off the slippery ground on which the Secretary, by his mathematical procedure, wanted to take us to. It's very slippery, that ground, and that's why it's difficult to be in the plenary and turn into a drafting committee. It's very difficult. I can see that from here, your face is not, your task there, Madam Chair, is not easy. But I think, certainly, that in relative terms, we can agree with several or many, but that doesn't change very much the decision that's going to be taken at this point in time. And I think this is the proposal, which remains the proposal. And for consistency, let's keep it a proposal. Several delegations supported the proposal. That's the word I wanted to use to add on that first sentence. The proposal for concentration, because it is still at the level of a proposal. It has never been approved by anybody. So let's use that word there, even if the word proposal comes later. But from the start, that word should come up. And, please, Secretary, don't take us again to the slippery ground of numbers or so. It's very difficult in a plenary. Thank you, and I support the word probably to leave it at several. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cameroon. I think that's a helpful proposal to insert proposal. It is a proposal. We will do that, and then I will take the intervention of Venezuela, and then we must move on. Thank you, Cameroon. Thank you. Venezuela, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Bueno, en primer lugar quisiera expresar un poco, estar en una nota discordante con mi colega de Camerún, no por la intervención que acaba de hacer antes de mí, sino en una intervención que hizo antes. Él dijo que los que estaban atrás no tenían la posibilidad de que les dieran la palabra porque no se veía, porque estaba muy atrás. Yo estoy en la primera fila, colega, y he tardado mucho en que me den la palabra. Ahora, las enmiendas señaladas por Brasil, Venezuela las apoya en su totalidad, y también las que ha expresado nuestra colega de Argentina. Fíjese que ella mencionó la intervención que hizo nuestra colega de México en nombre del CECELAC, y quiero recordar, señora presidenta, que usted en todos los debates, cuando tocamos estas y otras cuestiones que fueron muy debatidas por los miembros, nos indicó la necesidad de evitar las intervenciones repetitivas. Nosotros, en la región latinoamericana y caribeña, hemos usado nuestra vocera, nuestra coordinación de grupo, que tiene que ver con el CODEX, para expresar el sentir de toda una región. Entonces, es importante, como ya lo dijo el colega de Camerún, no caer en este tema de calificaciones numéricas y criterios no aprobados por los miembros. Ahora, pues, espero que realmente se haga equilibrada la redacción y que se coloque muchos miembros, como lo estamos viendo ahora en la plenaria. Muchas gracias, presidenta.
Thank you very much, Venezuela. Indeed, we need to move on. I appreciate your concern, but our notes show that Mexico indeed did not intervene at that point. And we don't count when we regional, we need to, that is what our notes show. And let's move on, finish 264. Brazil, we need, we cannot further refine 264. We need to move on. I will allow you one more intervention, and then we have to go on. You've had several now.
I thought I had some, not several. But Chair, I want to be clear what the text is. Have you you have said in your previous intervention that you accept the many as proposed by Brazil? So we agree to move on. If you don't agree with the many, I would recall you that when Mexico spoke on behalf of the CCLEC, the chair himself had said that that statement would also be included for the point B of agenda item 14. So just to refresh everyone's mind, I think it's important to know that. And so that's why we insist into having many there. So and I agree with you. This is not going to be changing the conclusions. What is the opposition of reflecting that there were many countries expressing their views on that regard? And I take and I fully subscribe to the statement by our colleague from Venezuela saying that we spoke as a region and to avoid unnecessary repetition for the expediency of our work.
Mexico, please. Perhaps you can clear this up, help clear this up, and then we'll take a proposal from the Secretariat, and then we will move on.
Gracias, señora Presidenta. Efectivamente, quisiera ver si puedo aclarar un poco lo que pasó aquí. En la intervención que hicimos como CICILAC en el punto 11B que pedimos que se incluyera en la agenda, esta era una de las líneas de acción propuestas, de hecho, la tercera línea de acción. No sé cómo puedan reflejarlo, pero sí se hizo una intervención al respecto. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. That would have been then recorded at an earlier point in the discussion. I'm sorry, Mexico, what I said it would have been included at an earlier point in the discussion. With respect to Brazil, your question on several versus many, we will leave it with several. We will, based on the discussions that we have just had, we will include Cameroon's suggestion of proposal, supported the proposal for the gradual concentration of sessions and your other suggestions to this paragraph, and then we must move on. We can't spend the rest of the day on this paragraph. I see no other flags. We will take 264 as it stands and move on. Were there other comments on 265? I see no. Senegal on 265.
Alors, Madame la Présidente, merci. Pour le paragraphe 265, les représentants diplomatiques, je pense qu'il faut qu'on s'arrête là, auprès de la FAO de l'OMS, parce qu'il y a d'autres représentations diplomatiques qui peuvent venir remplacer les techniciens au niveau des débats. La précision OMS et FAO, je pense que ça peut sauter, parce que ça peut même être des représentations diplomatiques, des États auprès de l'Italie. Ce n'est pas spécifiquement FAO ou OMS.
Point taken. We'll make that change. Thank you, Senegal. Any other changes to 265? I see no flags. It's adopted 266, 267, 268. Any changes? I see no flags. They are adopted. 269. Any comments, please? Brazil, you have a comment on 269, sir?
Thank you. A very small addition to that enumeration. We would suggest including, which was also talked about, South-South cooperation, and we suggest that to include after, especially between Codex contact points, and we would also, as another issue, South-South cooperation, or whatever the Secretary deems more appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. We will make that addition using the term South-South cooperation. Any other comments on 269? I see no flags. It is adopted. 270, 271, 272. Any comments? Cameroon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, for consistency, towards the end of the second line of paragraph 270, I think we should add after a given to the proposal for gradual consideration. I think it's for consistency. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameroon. That would mean this language is consistent with the earlier language that we accepted. Can this be agreed? Brazil, please.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm referring to 272. Am I allowed to? I can go along with the proposal suggested by Medi. I'm sorry, for the distinguished delegate of the Cameroon. Sorry, your mic.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Brazil. I just want to... We'll take that point by Cameroon then. Your point was on 272. Sir.
Thank you, ma'am. I hate to make a rapport between this paragraph and the one you had just approved on 264, because I had a suggestion, but you did not allow me to speak. My suggestion would be for the 264, CCLAC countries and some other representatives, and then the sentence goes on. If that would be okay, on 264, are you in a position to consider that, or you stick to this, to the unqualified several, many, some, A, which is the only mathematical clearance that we have. One is one. What we are saying would be a reflection of the debate. CCLAC delegations and some others support it. I think it's a fair reflection of the debate. I don't think it would hurt the text. I don't think it we don't need a substantive discussion on that. It's a fair reflection of what we did. Can you agree with that very constructive proposal, which is a reflection of what we had?
Thank you, Brazil. I was expecting a comment on 272.
I'm relating that to 272, ma'am. If you could be in a position.
Could you comment on 272?
Could you agree with that proposal on that 264?
No, sir. We have adopted that paragraph.
You have not given me the chance of speaking. When you were to adopt that paragraph, I was going to make the suggestion, which I think it's a fair reflection of, it's a correction of the situation. So there were not several. It was, you can indicate the countries and some others, which is a fair reflection. I don't know why you do not take such constructive approach to the deliberations, which was the fact.
Thank you, Brazil. We have accepted 264, as I suggested. The fact is that the coordinator for CCLAC did not intervene at that point. She intervened at another point. And our notes are quite clear on that point, sir. We must go on. Do you have a suggestion for 272? I respectfully ask you. If you do not, then we will go on. Brazil?
Thank you. The mic seems not to accompany our attempt to speed up this process. But ma'am, why do you insist into something when there was a repetition of an issue and this was a related factor in the discussions? So that nobody and Dr. Dave, we tried to abide by his ruling not to be repeating what was said. And he said himself these points would be taken on the point two, on the point B, rather, of agenda item 14, including the Mexican delegation on behalf of the CCLAC and other delegations that intervene. Why not to take such a very minor amendment to this, which I think it's a constructive amendment to solve this issue?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Brazil, the notes are very clear. When the interventions were made, we cannot continue on this. We have 5 more minutes of interpretation time. If we must persist here, we will have to continue to adopt this report without interpretation. I ask for your consideration, sir. The notes are clear. Brazil, I'm sorry.
Ma'am, the
I'm
note.
Going to,
the,
I'm sorry,
the note,
Brazil. I'm you, sorry, you, Brazil. I'm going to take Mexico's intervention now.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Tratando un poco de avanzar en este tema y reconociendo que el punto hecho por la coordinación de Latinoamérica y Caribe fue en el 11B de la agenda y no en el 14. Quizá pudiéramos poner algo así, en la frase algo así como retomando de las propuestas hechas por la coordinación de Latinoamérica y Caribe, se retomó el punto al cual algunas delegaciones, varias delegaciones o algunos miembros de la región apoyaron y continuaron.